You know, I worked, you know, with the best consultants, you know, U.S. consultants, you know, worked with Podesta, and I worked with everyone. And really, it's just, you know, he knows how to find his target audience. And this is what he has done for the Yanukovych, and this is what he has done for Trump. And this is like, you know, professional services, honestly. Just like the best in terms of strategy, you know, like the best in the world. You know. And in Ukraine, he had the best team, which supported him and which made sure that his instructions and you know, his decisions were implemented, which is why, you know, he has been successful all around, you know, all across the board. You know, as long as Yanukovych listen to him, this is the key part. If you don't listen to him, you know, it's really off. That's not up to him. Mm-hmm. If you listen to him, you win the elections. And you know, there is another thing that, you know, I have learned knowing the guy for many years. He works for the right cause. I mean, he believed that Yanukovych can bring balance into Ukraine. And he understood that Ukraine is very different. I mean, there is West, Center, and East. And he understood that the East has to have a representation. Which is why, I mean, he saw, you know, something that other people did not see in Yanukovych in 2005. Mm-hmm. You know, and which is why he saw this European kind of...
You brought him back from the dead, essentially.
Yes, he brought him back from the dead, exactly. Because, you know, he saw, you know, common sense in him, and he saw that. And, you know, nobody writes about that, and I don't think you will write about that as well, but, you know, the first trip of Yanukovych, you know, was not to Moscow, to Brussels.